Dude.
Brandon, why do you have 5 beers in front of you? 2 of which are open.
Because he wants to toast with each and every one of you guys.
And himself. See how I did the math
there? I mean, why can't I have 5
beers? I didn't say you couldn't. No, I mean, just said why. Do you?
Am I an alcoholic because I got 5 beers in
front of me? Well, it just seems like you can't finish one beer.
I want to know why he asked us all to come down and help him when he could have held both those boxes.
He just wanted us to show that we cared.
He wanted us to see how well he hard parked his car.
You saw how good that was, though. Yeah, both are right. Hey, that's a tight spot that I, you know.
Oh, shit. One time I had a terrible migraine in that spot, and I was going to the store to buy some Excedrin, and I fucking just cut the wheel too hard looking at the light. It was like a laser beams in my eyes, and I just shredded my whole quarter panel.
Jeez.
That's awful.
She didn't drive on this.
Call me a white girl.
Oops.
That's what I said after. Oops.
Oops. Oopsie daisy.
Fuck it. I need Excedrin. What's the most white girl thing you've done?
Gone to Starbucks like 3 times in one day.
Oh my goodness, dude.
3 times in a day?
That's a lot of stuff. That's a good white girl thing.
So, I guess when I was flirting with this girl and then we stopped, she was like, just so you know, you text like a white girl.
So you didn't do anything. You got called a white girl by a white girl?
We hooked up.
She was like, I know what a white girl's like.
Basically, I thought I was flirting, but I guess I'm just talking like a white girl the whole time.
One told me I had white girl penmanship one time. I was like, God, people are going to think I'm sus.
We already think that.
Don't do this to me.
Not your penmanship.
Not all the other shit I say.
Three, two, one, and we're back. Welcome to The Boys Are Back in Town. It's your boy, Connie the Kid, with me, as always, got not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 Coronas. Sitting in front of him, only fitting, Mr. B-Money himself.
Wow.
Yo, 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 how's it going? 5 Coronas in front of me. They'll probably be gone in the next 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Kind of going to test the boundaries today, see how much I can drink. Excited for a good, solid, great podcast.
Wow, a lot of adjectives.
I think it's
going
to be a great one. We're with great people. And celebrating great moments all the time.
Wow, that just sounds great.
It's
like
great.
A Trump subliminal message.
No, it really did.
Make America great again.
You heard the impression. Absent-minded, how's it going?
What up, man? Absent-minded, a.k.a. Migo. Dude, I'm excited. And I got one Corona in front of me on my second shot of Captain Morgan.
Wow, just getting right to it.
Feeling good tonight. Let's get started, man.
Let's fucking do it. LV Tony T, how are you?
Shout out to that LeBron reference you did earlier with the Coronas.
Thank you.
Shout out to LeBron. I am the LeBron of...
No, don't.
No, you're not.
Don't do that.
All right, I'm Tony T, and welcome to the podcast.
If you haven't already, please follow us on social media. That's at TBABNT, at TBABNT, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're on it all. We're posting funny videos, funny content, letting you know when the episodes are dropping. So what you got to do is follow us on social media. That's at TBABNT. And if you haven't already, please leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app. 5 stars. Let us know what we're doing right. And if you want, let us know what we're doing wrong. Just leave the 5 stars before you do that.
Let us know if we said anything bad.
Just kidding. But come on. It takes a second.
Help us help you. A
couple seconds of your time.
And the Boys Are Back in Town podcast is brought to you by TNM News. TNM News is your source for marijuana news in the marijuana industry and just how to keep your marijuana fresh or, you know.
Keep it dank.
Yeah, how to make a bong out of a watermelon. Whatever you need to know is on that website, so check them out, TNMnews.com. We look forward to growing together.
Not meth, marijuana.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't get the two confused. Yeah,
please. Please.
Yeah. You know, it's a big jump. It's a big jump.
That's. I don't ever get that. I'm not going to disclose who it is, but somebody very close to me. Never smoked weed or cigarettes. This is older head. Tried speed back in the day. Like, how do you go?
Can you get some speed?
Yeah, I don't do that shit. Weed and cigarettes, but hand me the speed balls.
I mean, if you were gonna give holidays, you know, like if you were to compare holidays to a drug, I feel like 4th of July would be the meth of holidays.
Yeah, I agree. So you could say that. You can say that. Yeah,
because you're just lighting shit
you
off.
You just can't stop lighting it up.
Crazy.
It'd be President's
Day. Can't stop lighting
dude.
It up and enjoying the
show. Always trying to shove sales down your throat. Meth heads are always trying to get rid of some cheap ass products for you know. I don't know. I'm gonna go President's Day on that.
Yeah, 4th of July is that's a crackhead holiday.
Yeah, yeah. Crackhead meth heads. Because
you just
thing,
you just want to blow shit up.
Exactly.
You just want to see things. You're even risking putting things out, like setting things on fire if you're not being responsible.
Arson.
Which let's be honest, who the hell is really being responsible when they're lighting fireworks half the time?
Remember AJ's 4th of July, dude? Oh, we almost got our eyeballs blown out.
I have the footage.
Shooting fireworks back into the garage and shit.
Well, you know, this weekend, this coming weekend, depending on when you're listening, maybe it already happened, but 4th of July for us is this upcoming weekend, and it's on a Saturday. I mean, it feels like it's been way too long since it was on the weekend, and originally I was kind of bummed I was not going to get my day off, but plot twist, Friday off. Boy, you got a 3-day weekend coming up, and it feels good.
You son of a bitch.
Nice. It feels real good. But, you know, the 4th of July, you know, is a pretty popular holiday, I would say. I mean, one of the most popular, depending on who you talk to. So, you know, what are your favorite parts about 4th of July, guys?
Besides the fireworks? No, go ahead. You go ahead, Tony.
Honestly, I like the marathon of it. The marathon of drinking and pacing yourself all day. Like, that's American as fuck to me. Holding your beers and holding your shots all day long, eating burgers. Eating, playing some like
field
games, volleyball, whatever the case may be. Yeah. Big game, big team games, and the marathon of drinking.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree it is a marathon 4th of July. I mean, depending on like, you know, what family or what your family does. But I would say, you know, everyone looks forward to the fireworks. I'm just looking forward to the barbecue, like just grilling, chilling by the pool. You know, drinking, like we said. I mean, the fireworks are like a, you know, a nice touch after you got your buzz going. All of a sudden, shit starts blowing up. But I'm not going to be really lighting them. I'm going to be watching people light them. You know what I mean?
Oh, you don't want to light up fireworks?
Yeah, I can watch.
I'm not trying to Jason Pierre-Paul this shit.
Right,
you know, like,
right.
I've lit enough fireworks in my life that thrill is gone.
Right, right, yeah. Like, I've had the Roman candle wars where you shoot them at each other in the
we
middle
lost
of, like,
our
a
eyes.
The double Roman, Roman candle shooting at each other.
Exactly. Like, I've rolled the dice too many times. Like, I don't need to roll them again.
God, we're so lucky to have all our eyes and fingers.
Right, like, yeah. I'm going to knock on wood.
I don't know
quick.
If you guys went hard in the 90s, too,
lie.
With fireworks.
Dude.
Yeah,
like
pick
in early 2000s and shit.
Right.
Yeah, bro, we should not have been fucking with shit like that.
I don't know
that,
how to make one
that
now.
Hard. Or putting like 100 M80s together to make actual dynamite.
Yeah, I mean, a few times me and my dad were like, because we were at a friend's that had a bunch of them, and we're like, oh, let's see what this one happens. And we light it, not knowing it's the one you're supposed to put in the cannon.
Oh, shit.
And it just fucking explodes everywhere, and I'm like jumping out of the way.
I've caught a bush on fire doing that.
Really? I mean, we kind of starting to touch it on already, but do you guys have some crazy stories? I mean, what happened?
Well, sorry to go back though. This is what you got to be doing on 4th of July. I love to play Freebird on loop all day, windows down.
Yeah.
Just showing my patriotism
that's only like
to the max.
10 times because the song
yeah,
is
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a couple
you,
hours
yeah,
long.
You're only really doing it for
yeah.
that long.
You only really need to play Freebird like 15 times and you're covered for the whole day.
Oh.
But it's all right. You're playing Freebird. What's next?
I'm playing Freebird. I don't eat hot dogs. I'm eating a hot dog on 4th of July. All right? I think it's a staple. I think you just have to just go. You have to.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, you know? So you eat
a hot
dog
or a burger.
I'm
you
going
have
with
to
the burger.
One or two.
Burger for sure.
Well, no, I eat a burger at later. Every other time. Yeah. Like any other event, it's always a burger. Mm-hmm. But the today, hot dog, it's yeah. for that day.
The glizzy.
I respect that.
The glizzy.
I respect that.
The glizzy.
All right, yeah. So two dogs in, Shell three birds blazing. Showdown.
Yeah, pulling the fireworks out, right? Everyone's feeling brave. You're feeling great.
Oh, yeah.
There is a don't that you shouldn't do. I put a bottle. What are they? What are they called? Not a bottle. What's a is a firecracker,
the
right?
The mistletoe?
They're illegal in Vegas, at least. The firecracker, right?
Sure. Anything that goes in the air more than 10 feet.
Yeah. Well, no, the one that's like it's like a string of
firecrackers.
Firecrackers, yeah. Right? Yeah, Chinese I put one in a glass. Yeah, I put one in a glass bottle, mm-hmm. and the bottle actually exploded.
Yeah, that's probably. So wait, easy now to do.
Is this your tradition or is this something crazy?
Well,
that happened?
It could be a tradition because I forget that I did it every year. Right. And I keep putting it in a glass bottle.
It so, breaks every time.
An unintentional tradition.
Yeah, exactly.
Why does the bottle break every time? Don't know, but
just right, gets but, drunk and cutting himself.
But you also kind of touched on it briefly. You said you lit a bush on fire. Can
yeah.
You, how did that happen?
So it was, I want to say in seventh grade, we bought fireworks illegally, not
nice.
Going to lie.
Nice.
Like and we were in a desert.
Bad boys.
And the ones that shoot up in the air, we decided we didn't have the tube.
Right.
For it, so we just lit it on the ground.
Yeah.
And holy shit, that
yeah,
thing
dude, that
just
thing goes everywhere.
It went everywhere. And we're like, oh fuck, that was crazy. You know, seventh, like, not realizing we could have just died right there.
Right,
and
right,
then
right.
All of a sudden, you just see this flame and this bush is on fire. Now, where this is located is right next to McCarran Airport, the airport. So planes are flying right over the, like, mm-hmm. this fire is growing. And we didn't know what to do. We ran back inside. We grabbed pots and pans with water. By the time we came back out, we're freaking out. All the water fell out of the fucking pot because like I was.
You're like shaking too much. You dropped all the water.
And Nelson was there.
It's like the little rascals.
Ghosted that.
Nelson was there, and then I was like, "Oh, my dad's gonna kill me. My dad's gonna kill me." And he slapped me in the face. He's like, "Chill, chill.
Everything's gonna be okay."
So like,
you can act like a man.
In the end of the story, though, we had to run into the fire and
step
on it. We had to step on all that fire though.
Yeah.
So.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I've never, like, luckily, knock on wood, like, I haven't lit anything on fire other than fireworks or really caused too much trauma to myself, luckily. So I don't really have any crazy stories. I just enjoy barbecuing, boys. Do you guys have any crazy stories?
I have a story.
Yeah.
So my most recent 4th of July that I had at my house, Casa de Amigo.
Shout out, RIP.
Dude, like... I bought the food. I paid for everything. You know what I'm saying? I invited a lot of people. Jason, we cooked the barbecue. Jason's family was over there, so everybody was eating.
Jason
brought all the fireworks.
Roommate.
Yeah. My roommate Jason bought all the fireworks as long as I bought all the food. That was the deal. Like, you could spend, because I was spending about $100.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, I'll throw down the same amount, if not even more, to fireworks. It's like, you handle that, and I'll handle this.
Yeah.
I was like, for sure. After a good, you know, fire, all the fireworks after we lit them up, and after all the food was gone, Jason's brother, my roommate, Paco, was like, I was like, Paco, yeah, why don't you clean up for a little bit? And he was like, okay, there was a lot of trash on the floor. This dude grabbed a trash bag, only filled up half of that bag, and he left that bag on the driveway. And he was like, hey, I'm going to finish the rest. Like tomorrow. I was like, no, fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, you better
finish this shit up now.
Clean this shit up right now. I was
Fourth of July,
on
bitch.
This night, mind you, I took a lot of moonshine that night, so I was drunk as shit.
Oh,
you
I remember this, dude. I've never seen. AJ's known as a nice guy.
I was like,
this is the first time I've seen him turn on.
Not when a bucket
real.
Of. Not told, after a bucket of moonshine.
Dude, I was like, dude, I was like, you ate all the food. And you lit all the fireworks, and you ain't gonna clean. I was like, you gotta clean up today, dude.
Yeah. Except that was 100 times nicer. This dude was like
raging.
Fuck that.
So what ended up happening?
He did it. I wasn't playing.
That
like,
bitch cleaned it up.
I never call anybody out on something. So when I do it,
he
really
was
serious.
Really putting his foot down to the point where the dude had no other choice.
You enjoyed the food, right? But you didn't pay for the food. you like blowing up the fireworks, but you didn't pay for the fireworks. So clean this shit up. It's
That's
just
awesome.
Yeah, but like, dude, other than that, dude, like, it was just cool hanging out with the homies again. For
sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I have a. You know what? I think we should petition this, but I think 4th of July and Father's Day should be on the same day. I think Father's Day should be on 4th of July. I feel like it's such a dad holiday.
Yeah.
I would I mean,
I would agree with you in the sense that, like, Father's Day is, like, super lame. Like, no one, I mean, like, I hang out with my dad and it's a good time, but, like, for the majority of people, like, Father's Day is, like, a joke.
Just
like,
combine it. Just put Father's Day on 4th of July.
I mean, I like where your head's at. I just don't see it happening.
I mean, we could try to make it happen.
I mean, we could start a petition. You know how many... They are hot in the sky.
Dads don't want a lot, but damn it, if they could see fireworks in the sky on their day, on Father's Day / 4th of July, I'd be a proud dad. You know, I'd look at my kids like...
proud dad.
I'm proud. Hey, I'm proud right now.
Hey, yo, kid, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, you see that? Look up in the sky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love you too, motherfucker.
Why couldn't you be like your brother? Light a firework but Tony, for your dad.
Do you have a story or anything that happened on 4th of July?
The only story I have, I think I might have told it before one time, but for people that haven't heard it, I was with a homie, and we lit one of the smoke bombs off, and we were ding-dong ditching with them. So we lit one of the smoke bombs off, rang the doorbell, and dipped out. Looked behind, and not too long after, I hear, "Hey!" And some kids. Dude off in the distance, and I was like, "Oh, fuck." I look at the other guys, and we start booking it. And this was the rich neighborhood, really rich neighborhood. And we're booking it, hiding and dipping behind all these different driveways.
Jesus Christ.
Because he got in his Porsche.
Jesus, he was really going at you, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's serious.
So we couldn't just run straight, beeline
it
home.
Yeah, you got to be hopping in balls.
You got to do a route.
Not only that, so we had this one moment where we, like, perfectly hid behind this tree while coincidentally someone came home in their driveway, and we were like, fuck, we're in these people's yards. So we dip out of that.
Dip by the tree?
Yeah, dude, and we're running. Like, we get on this wall to cut through a golf course, and I actually fell off the wall. It was about 9 to 10 feet, and I land sort of, kind of, in this bush that helped break my fall, but it cut the shit out of my inside of my elbow.
Uh-huh.
And we book it, and we're running.
Hey, those are the days.
Yeah, dude, and we finally make it home, but we could just hear, like, the Porsche the whole way through the neighborhood.
Just coming for your ass. Fucking blood everywhere.
I'm sorry. Well, you did it. That's a dick move. But what he did, he had to get in the Porsche. Yeah, you know, dude, you could have, like, chose. He probably had three other cars.
You got a couple kids doing dumb shit. Like, what do you, like,
bro,
go home.
Do you think?
And you know he's hyping himself up.
Oh, like, he's not, like, I'm gonna catch these kids.
Especially,
I'm a tough ass motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm getting in my
Porsche. Probably like 5'5".
I'm gonna get in my Porsche. Now that I look back, he seemed small to me. Yeah, now that I'm, like, thinking back.
See, I would be scared to even if I would not drive my Porsche if I had to chase down assholes who put a who knows what they're gonna do to my car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they could, like, fucking do something else. Now you guys know he has a Porsche and you can come, like, retaliate. Like, absolutely,
bro.
Dumb move. Don't. If you're out there, you got a Porsche, kids are ding-dong ditching you, don't chase them.
We always are going to know where you live. That's the thing.
Right.
We could send, like, more homies, always.
The kids found you. They'll come back.
So just take the L.
You showed your hand too early. Right?
Yeah, you can't get mad because kids are like trolls, and they'll feed into you trying to come after them, and they'll send their homies, hey, fuck that house up.
Bro, and then take your left sock.
Bro, but I don't know about you guys, but when I was a kid, like, my mom bought me a lot of my clothes at Gap. Like,
wow.
And I got made fun of.
I got a couple things, and I got made fun of.
Really? I got made fun of
They
for
call it,
like,
gay and proud. Remember that shit? They said, oh, you wearing Gap? What are you, gay and proud? I was like, what? Like,
is that what it means?
And shout out to all the gay listeners, but, like, back in the day, people were calling each other gay left and right. Like, that was just like calling each other an asshole.
Yeah, we're not meaning gay in the sense of, like, you know, dick's gay. Like, it was just like a different term. A
different term, exactly. So, but, you know, moving to the modern day, it's 2020. Kanye West makes a 10-year deal. Gap announced a 10-year partnership with West's Yeezy brand on Friday. West and his design team will create a new Yeezy Gap collaboration, basically, and it will launch in 2021. So it's super interesting. It kind of does
fucking
go back
bold.
It kind of goes back to what Kanye said on, I think it was Ellen or some other talk show, about, like, what one of his dreams was, that, like, he wanted to create a brand where, like, everyday kids could buy them and they wouldn't get bullied. And I feel like this is the first step to it, because, you know, Gap is a pretty reasonably priced things. I don't see them going up too crazy, but you never know with the Yeezy brand attached to it. But if it does come to fruition and kids, like, you know, think it's cool and they're not getting made fun of, have, then, you know, good for him.
Hopefully it has less holes.
Yeah. Hopefully it has less holes.
Less rips.
See, the brand thing, right? I don't know, because Adidas has affordable shoes.
Right,
but,
right.
But his shoes aren't affordable. Yeah. I mean, you know, to but also,
that was out of Kanye's hands, everything I read. Like, Adidas was driving those prices up because they wanted to make the money.
But I'm pretty sure, I think...
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess Gap still can, it still runs, it can get expensive for some Gap products.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, for clothing. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Gap has like a pretty expensive.
Yeah, I mean,
one.
Nothing too
What's
crazy.
What's the most expensive thing you think is sold at Gap's right now?
I
Their
like,
hoodies are pretty expensive.
Yeah, I feel like the hoodie
like
45
bucks, 50 bucks. 40,
that, I was gonna say like 40 to 60 even.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I think, but like, I think when you go like to Gap, 70 to 80 when bucks. You go to Gap,
it's great material, bro. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Like, if mm-hmm. they did logo-less shit,
yeah,
they have great material hoodies.
Like, yo, dude, shout out to my sister. She was really? She used to work at Gap. I used to get the discounts. After I like didn't care anymore about what anyone thought.
I was drinking that night that the deal got announced. Uh-huh. And right when it got announced, I was like, I went to my stock account on Chase.
Yeah.
And was like, yeah, I'm just going to do it. And I bought 2 stocks.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That shit went up tough, bro.
Dude,
you basically have $1 million now.
We were hanging out with a multi-millionaire.
I was like, yo, Yeezy's about to put Gap on the map.
Dude, that's a good move.
So, yeah, I wish I put 1,000.
Since on this
should've
topic,
believed in yourself,
right,
dude.
If you get to choose a collab with a brand for 10 years, what brand would you want to collab with?
Honestly, I would want to collab with Vans, bro.
Okay.
I've been wearing Vans my entire life. If I could have some kind of collaboration in that, like, I then got, like, free Vans gear the rest of my life, yeah, like, yeah. I just tell me where to sign. Like, what do I need to do? Like, so Vans all day.
Vans. I would collaborate with G-Star.
Yeah?
I love G-Star. Shout out to Sai for showing me G-Star. Dude,
shout out
fucking, Sai,
still at
jeans.
Sex Rehab.
Yes, Sex Rehab. Man, you'll get past it. But yeah, like, they're from their shoes to their jackets, their hoodies, dude. Yeah, their pants, dude. Fucking G Stars, where it's at. I don't know if you've seen them before, but yeah, man, I like their jeans. They're like custom made and everything, very tailored and very stylish.
It's a good question, Tony. What about you? Who are you collabing with?
Oh man,
Nike.
Honestly, I do like. It has to be clothes.
Just a brand. I did choose Vans.
Zans?
Vans.
Oh.
Not Xanax, bro. Get
no. You'll be really off the wall.
I was like,
yeah. That wouldn't be a bad collaboration.
Really off the wall.
That should be the title, Zans Off the Wall.
Really off the wall.
Except, yeah, wait, that'd be such a bad look.
Literally. Yeah, it's just a pill, but it says Connor on it.
Literally off the wall.
But it's just C-O-N-R.
Yeah.
Connor.
We're bringing it back in.
You know what? I'd have to team up with Lexus.
Ooh, just fuck straight car.
Yeah, I would do like kind of like Dre did with Beats,
mm-hmm.
but like help do the sound system part. Yeah. That'd be sick.
That's dope. I actually like Lexus.
That was very fitting.
Lexuses.
Yeah. I don't know if I cheated the question, but yeah.
No, I think you did good. You did good. But any last thoughts on Kanye and Gap? I mean, overall, I think it's going to be a good thing. I think kids are going to benefit from it. And if it can do what I've mentioned, then awesome. And if kids get cool deals on clothes, then awesome. You know what I mean?
I'm interested
it seems
in
like
seeing
a win-win.
The prices. Yeah, I might just shop at the Gap.
If that shit comes up to 70 to 100, it, you know, what I said was wrong, and fuck you, Kanye, for doing that. Make it affordable.
Please.
I mean, I think actually in this day, what kids would shop for, I think $70 is affordable.
Yes.
For like one piece of clothing?
You'd be surprised how much like shirts can actually go for.
Yeah, dude.
And easily Kanye could sell that. Like, you've seen what his clothing goes for.
Yeah.
I think bringing it, and kids still buy it, bringing it to $70, I can see people easily. Like,
yeah,
that's still,
I feel
I
like the
affordable.
Whole collaboration with Gap is saying that we're going to have cheaper prices for you.
That,
and maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I interpret it.
He also has a hoodie he dropped. He's trying to get into Costco and Walmart. Mm-hmm. And he ain't got no drawstrings or front pocket.
I saw that. That's kind of weird. That's not.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Ain't getting
I need
the Costco.
Pocket. If you're buying a hoodie, you need a pocket. I mean, that's.
Plain
I'll die
simple.
On that hill.
I will too.
You know, that'd be cool if they made like. You know how you had pants that you can unzip to shorts. We all had them back in like,
dude, those
back
were gangster.
But for hoodies. So you can wear it all year
That's
round.
That's a good idea.
Right?
Yeah.
So when it's
I
back to hot, just go
hoodies.
Ahead and, yeah, and you could do it with yeah. your sleeves and just unzip it on a hoodie. Yeah.
But
and
they
now
have
you got
to do
yourself
it some
like a little
fancy
vest.
Ass way where it really blends. Like you don't see it unless you like show
oh,
it.
Oh, it's easy to cover.
Yeah.
Nobody knew I was rocking the zipper pants.
Dude, everyone knew you were watching the zipper pants. I hate to break it to you.
You're right. Because I'd lose one of the pant legs. So I was going in with half shorts.
Yeah.
Pants,
dude,
you know?
That became
dude,
a look
when you were in like elementary school and you like did the half pants, half shorts look. You're like, I'm
like,
the coolest kid on the planet
right
like,
now.
That
dude got fucking
did you guys have those, but like windbreaker style?
Yeah.
So, oh my
yeah.
god, dude! Every fucking
dude,
step,
you could not sneak up any on anyone with those things on, bro.
I will see. I wouldn't be surprised to see
exactly.
this. I wouldn't be surprised to see that come back
mm-hmm.
if it hasn't been already back.
Okay,
I haven't seen
I feel
anyone
like
with
it.
Oh my god, we should make windbreaker skinnies.
Let's fucking go. Let's hit
with,
the lab.
With
that
zipper.
wouldn't switch together if
yeah.
you had them in skinnies.
Windbreaker skinnies with the zips.
Oh yeah,
I would buy them.
But you'd have
yeah,
to walk
I would
wide.
Too.
No, you'd have to have a different windbreaker zipped hoodie that was an alternate color with a white tee.
No, I say we just create a whole brand with a zip of anything.
Yo, so Kanye, if you're listening, we got ideas.
Yeah.
We got
yeah,
ideas.
Just work with the boys,
like
dude, because we're coming.
We're
telling
you,
the boys.
We're coming after
so,
that ass.
Real quick, so I have some gifts that were
gifts.
Yes, gifts, boys. All right.
GIFs.
This comes from a really big fan of our, you know, of our show.
Oh,
she
word.
Made some. She made some custom star.
Oh
these
shit.
Things. So, AJ, this one's for you.
Oh shit.
And then Tony, that one's for
this
you.
This is gonna make me blush.
Should we also wait till we open it like one at a
I
time?
I feel like we should open
right
it together.
Is this your sister?
It is my sister.
Shout out to your sister.
She made these personalized
shit.
For you guys. She loves the show.
Dude, besides that, really shout out to Anna. She is always retweeting or putting on the story and everything. She definitely does support. Shout out
like,
to you,
yeah.
Anna.
Oh,
yeah, no,
so,
she's the best.
Dude,
she's
the
absolute best.
She made everyone their own mug.
Oh, damn.
Show it. Show it.
Her, dog.
With
that's
my hand
fucking sick,
there.
Yo. Over. Shout out to Anna.
That's the dopest thing I've ever seen. Oh, shit.
Oh,
with
it's
the Twitter
over.
Handle.
Wow. It's over.
Yeah.
It's
fucking over.
Wow.
First
custom
pour.
Glasses. God
that's
damn.
Fucking
pour.
Sick. Yo, I'm about
yo,
to
Anna,
pour,
you're
pour
a real one.
Pour them up, boys.
Pour your rest of your beers in that glass, Brandon. Pour it.
I'm going to pour
I think that's why you wanted all that beer.
Yes,
you wanted all
exactly.
that beer to fear our glasses.
Fucking
those
damn.
Are
fire. She's
clever, clever.
Those
honestly,
are dope.
That's fucking
cheers.
Sick.
That's dope.
That's
cheers.
Dope,
it's all foam, but I don't care.
whatever was left of that. Cheers, brother.
Yeah.
Cheers, my good friend.
And then, Cy, we have one for you, too.
Cy has one.
Cy
got one.
Cyrus, we're going to... Cheers again soon.
All right, so I got a question for the boys. Hopefully it's a simple response and we don't start fighting each other. But guys,
I hope so.
What day does the week start on?
That's easy.
Should we all say at the same time?
No,
yeah.
There's
ready?
No days.
One, two, three,
Monday.
No,
there's no days.
What do you mean there's no days?
Dude, time was invented by man.
It's a construct.
But
in this system that we're
I'm
in right now.
Okay.
When does the week start?
The week starts when you get paid.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
so
the week starts
when you get paid.
Hell yeah. That's when your week starts. Like, after you get paid, it's like, right,
so
that's when he's finally able to pay his bills. <Yeah. laughs>
So what if you don't have a job? Then your week never starts?
Oh,
you don't,
shit.
There's no
Whoa.
Such thing as weeks when you don't have a job.
Oh.
What do you mean?
There's
yes,
just
there
no
are.
Such thing.
Time isn't real,
those
bro.
Are like,
really,
it's a tool.
Dude,
it's
I'm
a measurement.
I'm stuck.
Well, then how do you explain leap year? They had to, like...
There's a bunch of science that explains
I know,
that. I don't have the numbers in front of
no,
me.
But no, I'm just saying, though, they had to, like, make up days to account for the time that's...
Everything's missed. Made up. You really want to break it down.
Yeah.
But in this made-up world, we have to follow the calendar.
The
you
day
go to
starts
work on
the
Monday.
The day
you
starts,
have work.
Or the week starts when the sun comes
so
up.
So do you just not go to work?
No, the day...
Because you're like, well,
in the Bible, it says
on
Sunday, they rest on Sunday.
So yeah. The days weren't created before the Bible came around?
They were created around the time the Bible was
no,
coming out.
No, that doesn't make sense, dude.
I hate you guys.
See, there's
okay. Why would they talk about Mondays then? Why do they make Mondays seem so bad?
That's what I'm saying.
Mondays are the worst because they start the week. Exactly.
The government invented Mondays to make you hate yourself.
Can we be honest though? When you get
Dude, if we're getting technical, thank the Jews for the weekend.
Thank you, Jews.
Yeah, thank you, Jews.
I was adopted from the Jewish religion because from Shabbat, where you take 2 days
I'll
off.
I'll tell you this. The week starts when the sun comes up.
That's a day. That's a day.
Yeah, but that's when the week starts.
No, that's when the day starts.
So that's just like your centaur argument. Days are
weeks. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not at all.
The day starts when the sun comes up. Or the week starts.
Yes, exactly. You just fucking fell in your own goddamn trap.
No, I fumbled my words. The week starts when the day comes up.
All right. When you're like 25, there's no the when your week starts is when you have to go back to work, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't. Which is Monday. So it's not a not everybody works on a Monday. So I think your week starts after you've had your 2 days off of work. If you're not working, you don't have a week.
How about this?
What do you have a week for? What's your week for?
I got you. How for come plans. When you're on vacation you forget the days and you don't know when the week starts?
I mean, how fucked up are you on vacation?
Oh,
he's the most fucked
can
up.
Can you, Tony, I'm going to say it right now.
Ready? I record everything.
I know, Connor, what? I could see you, right? You're in Hawaii with a Tommy Bahama shirt.
Ooh, yeah.
Some Gap shorts. Ooh. All right. You're probably
the
wearing
new Yeezy
some
shorts.
That boy's styling.
And your loafer shoes or whatever you got going. And
loafs?
Yeah, and
Tom
just
Perry's.
And thanking the Jews for that 2 days off while you're looking in the ocean.
Yeah, because I know which 2 days they are. I never get too fucked up where I lose track of my days.
You never had like a 3 week vacation and just like
I've had those long vacations, but like
you never got fumbled on your days after a while?
Not really, man.
It wasn't a great vacation then.
Wait, hold on.
I mean, you have certain things planned on certain days so you look forward
to. How about
them.
This?
Yeah, that's when you just wake up.
Shouldn't the week actually start the day you're born?
You're not wrong.
He's right. He's 100% right, dude. Because that's
everybody's day.
What do you mean? What
up.
Do you mean?
Everybody's
it's
day
is
all
a week
mixed
is
up.
Only a week long.
Yes,
but
so
your
only
week
7
starts.
Days.
Your week starts when you're born.
The day you're born. It's a week long,
oh,
so
no,
you,
my Lord.
So that's when your week actually is.
Who keeps track of that shit to know their
doctors?
Dude, I'm not dumb
You can never plan something with anybody. So,
it's
hey,
so,
I'll see you on
how
Tuesday.
How is that not? So, that's the simplest way
so
to
what
put
happens?
It.
Well, the days are still the same, but the week starts
Dude,
on...
Dude, if... What?
You said a week is a week long,
so, okay,
right?
Okay, if you're
so
born,
if
on,
born
the 7th,
on Wednesday...
So you're born on the 7th, okay?
No,
now,
no.
A week later on the 4th...
The 7th isn't the same as a day, though.
Yeah, as a day.
You have
it's
to pick like
so
a
I was
Tuesday.
Born on a Wednesday, and I wait a week long for that week... That's a week, right?
Yeah, that's a week.
That's a week.
What about a month? What about a month?
Everybody's weeks start on a different day.
How many weeks are in a month?
They start on Mondays.
4.2.
They start on Mondays,
thank
right,
you,
guys?
AJ.
There's
no,
a system.
Don't.
There's
the months
a
don't. The months don't start on a Monday.
They start on the first, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm.
That's why the
it's
number.
Not, it's true.
It's the same day, different number.
How
though.
Come months don't start on Mondays then? The first isn't always
sometimes
on a Monday.
Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do, but they don't always start.
So then that just defeats your argument.
No. Then what's a week? The start of the week
it's
is the
7
first.
Days.
7 days, my friend.
I don't
Monday,
know.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, seven. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then it starts again on Monday.
I know how
it's
that works.
It's a reset.
Works.
If there's 7 well,
clearly
days.
Clearly you don't.
Okay, if there's 7 days in a week, then of course you go back to that day in the cycle. After
right.
7, you go back to the beginning right. What was there.
Exactly. Right. So when you were right. born, that's when you know what your week is.
Yeah, that's a week.
It's a 7-day cycle.
I was
cycle.
Born on a Thursday, so.
I don't even know what day I was born on.
So technically, Thursdays are my Mondays.
Yes. There you go. So you know why everybody...
By you saying that they're my Mondays
Tony,
means Monday's
I
the start
it.
Of the week.
No, that's everybody saying, so I'm going to like agree
no.
with the majority
oh,
of society.
So now you're pandering? So now you're pandering.
No, you
no,
guys don't...
But he actually brings a good
liberal.
Point. Ready? Because the day you're born is a Monday. And people always go...
No, it's not all the time.
Wait. To,
no,
it's not. To the start of the week. And people always go, I hate Mondays. It's because they hate their life. They don't want to be born.
Yeah, because I have no problem with Mondays. I'm going to be real.
I'm cool. Me and Mondays are cool.
I don't like Thursdays.
Thursdays are tight.
Like, it's in your fucking, like, genes, dude. I'm telling you. Your G-star jeans.
All right, anyways, so the week starts on Monday.
Monday it is.
No, wait, we're not deciding that.
That's what I say.
I don't know, man. It just doesn't seem like it.
All right, it's fine. So television.
Oh, yeah.
You watching shows, guys?
Yeah, I'm watching a... I ain't gonna lie, what dude. Are you watching? I watched my first anime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Death Note.
Yeah,
you're on
it?
Death Note now?
I saw that in your queue, oh. Man. That's so cool.
Yo, that shit's pretty sick, dude. Yeah. This is how I'll let y'all know that I'm watching it. I'm going to watch the TV to watch the fucking show. Like, I'm excited to go watch the show.
You're gonna be watching and it y'all like know every me. Week.
Wait.
No, I've been like binging.
Oh yeah.
Wait, on the anime, right? On Death Note.
Oh,
yeah,
right, Death Note.
Do you not watch the Netflix one?
That's what I'm watching.
That's the only one that. You...
That what?
What's the
no?
Difference?
Not the live like. Oh no,
there's an actual movie.
The
Netflix has not watching the show. Yeah. I'm watching the show.
The show's really good, but I'm gonna tell you right now, it gets disappointing after. You'll know why. Just wait.
Yeah, man, for real.
It's one of the biggest.
Why you gotta do that to him like
because
that?
Because
I don't even watch shows.
Yeah.
I don't even watch shows.
Hey, bro, don't listen to him.
No, I'm just looking for back.
Hey, you guys have different tastes, okay? You know what I mean? You might like it. You might.
I'm
not even gonna finish the show.
You just shit on his whole dream right now.
Show is sick,
bro.
I was finally starting to watch TV.
He doesn't even watch shows that often. And the show he picked out.
Typical Brandon. First he ruins my day, he ruins Tony's day.
No, now I'm going to be watching every episode. Like, when's that moment coming that he's talking about?
Tony, dude, you'll know, I promise.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's picking him while he's down. Oh, my God.
But not necessarily a show, but a movie I just watched that's brand new. Will Ferrell's new movie, Eurovision. That shit's fucking hilarious, dude. I didn't know what to expect when I put it on. And it has the girl from Mean Girls. What's her name?
Zoe Deschanel?
No.
wrong one. Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
I got you, Brandon.
This
motherfucker.
Right. Rachel McAdams was so
hot. That was the most confident wrong answer I've heard in a long
time. But I'm there.
Dude, he looked at me like you were a dumbass.
Yeah.
That's what I'm mad about. Out of the corner of my eye, I see him look at me like, how stupid is this guy?
This is what happened 10 minutes ago. We were talking about when does the week start.
Yeah, that's Thursday.
Shut the fuck up. I fucking hate you. But Eurovision... hilarious movie. Will Ferrell and what's her name again?
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, that girl, Rachel. They're like a duo in this like Icelandic version of American Idol, and this the funniest shit happens. It's a good time. It's a good story. Good. And actually, like, you feel good at the end. I recommend you checking it out. Absolutely.
I've been actually worried, like, when I saw the trailer for it, dude. It was so. It looked very promising, uh-huh. And I'm thinking it's Will Ferrell. But then, I thought maybe this won't be that funny of
right.
Will Ferrell. But no,
yeah,
dude,
like Sherlock and Holmes that he did, yeah. Like it was terrible.
Yeah,
everyone
yeah.
said
but
it was awful.
You're saying he does
really, no, really good, really
okay,
good,
yeah.
Really.
That,
like, I mean, don't go in there thinking it's gonna be like the best movie ever, but you're gonna be laughing. Like you're
as
gonna
long
be
as I get a taste of like, Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
It's
that sounds
good.
Kinda gay
it's
actually,
good.
But it's all good.
We all want a taste of Will Ferrell,
yeah.
Bro. We saw him in Semi-Pro.
Yeah.
Brandon, what you been watching?
So what I've been watching is I binged watched the whole series in one sitting, and it was Twilight Zone season 2 from that Jordan Peele directed.
Oh shit!
Yes, yep.
He's been killing it in the horror movie game.
I realized you shouldn't watch all that much Twilight Zone in one sitting because your brain just gets so fucked up, and you look around. And you just get confused for a little bit.
Yeah, you're like, what am I missing? Like, what is actually happening in this room?
And then I was thinking, well, 2020, like, what happens if I'm in the Twilight Zone? What happens if this is the Twilight Zone?
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
Oh, fuck.
Because, like, in every start of the show, shit's normal. And then all of a sudden, just shit gets all fucking weird. And I'm not going to lie, shit was normal in 2020, and shit's getting really weird right now.
Dude, we're living in a Twilight Zone, honestly.
So... But yeah, I recommend that if you like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, check it out. I haven't seen the new one. I remember like kind of becoming a big thing. So yeah, I'd be interested to see how that is.
Yeah, there's some episodes like they pay homage to like the old you know, episodes if you ever, like, the black and white
ones. Yeah. I saw a few of those, and those scared the shit out of me. Like, with the thing on the wing when she's on the plane and shit.
Oh, when the monster
Honestly thought...
Whoa, spoilers, guys. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, this is from the fucking, like, 50s.
Spoilers, nonetheless. I'm just
kidding. But, AJ, you watching anything else, or?
Not shows. Well, actually, no, yeah. I watched a show called Crossing Swords.
Oh, dude, how is that? I tried to watch it. I just couldn't get into it.
Like, okay, so
it's like a weird.
It's kind of like Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
With the.
I think
violence.
It's actually made by the people who did.
Yeah,
Robot
even
Chicken.
Seth Green is in it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Is it
yeah.
Seth Green.
I think it is.
Yeah, Seth Green.
Green is in there, and dude, yeah, it's fucking. It's so cute the animations they have.
Yeah.
But then you know it's filled with like, violence and. Sex and all, it's hilarious. It's fucking and it's in medieval times.
Yeah,
the stories are cool. It actually has a nice backstory to it. I mean, honestly, I'm just it's good to watch when you're high. For
that's
sure,
on, that's on Hulu, right?
Mm-hmm. It's on Hulu.
Yeah,
because
I think I watched an episode of that.
Yeah, me too. I just couldn't
that?
Get into
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it wasn't a good time for me to watch it either.
The story
like,
doesn't get interesting
until
like later on. Dude.
Yeah,
but
you got
to
commit to it.
You know. A good show that I'm rewatching is Bob's Burger.
Yeah,
that show.
I love that show.
So
yes. I actually didn't really watch that show a lot, and then shout out Susie, she like put me on there and was like, "This is funny." And then like all of a sudden I started watching a lot, and like just the intro with the new fucking names of the store next to it, and they're just hilarious.
Oh, speaking of TV shows, did you hear about like Family Guy?
No, what happened?
The guy that voices Cleveland.
Oh yeah, that whole
he's stepping down from it.
Yeah.
Now. I honestly didn't know he was a white actor.
I didn't know either.
I didn't know.
I mean,
it's weird that people are.
I think they're taking
that.
It too far, and they're not doing the right things. Like obviously,
yeah, you ain't gotta
like,
do that, man.
They have the right intention, but like,
you ain't gotta
just,
do that.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. Like, we're trying to like, I don't know, like have equality, and maybe like not have cops kill black people.
Like,
and
you
instead,
can have people do impressions.
Dude,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I saw funny. Like a lot of the comments are. Like, when I was reading posts, was, hey, I swear to God, we didn't want this. We just wanted to defund
the
police.
Right.
We were
and
like,
then
we
someone was
going
like,
for this.
Yeah, next we should have the person who voices Joe be a paraplegic. Like, it makes no fucking sense. Like, and then I saw another thing on this tangent on Twitter, completely unrelated to the shows, but. Like, somewhere in Texas, they're not going to call master bedrooms master anymore because of slavery. Like, how about cops stop killing innocent people? How about that?
So
what
is the master's bedroom?
Wait, what would you rename the master bedroom?
Big bedroom.
Big bedroom.
The big room.
The big room.
That's the big bedroom.
I will
you sound
be in the
like
big.
Five.
I will be in the big bedroom.
That's little bedroom one.
You
that's little bedroom,
bedroom
two, and that's big bedroom.
Imagine your ability.
Medium room.
And that's how you medium
downstairs.
Room.
That's extra small room. Medium room and big bedroom.
I stay in the big room.
Oh, this is my big bedroom.
Yeah, MTV Cribs, welcome to my big bedroom.
Oh, this is the
Coliseum.
This is the big bathroom.
The big bathroom.
You just call it the Coliseum, the master bedroom.
So we're going with the big bedroom. Connor, would you want to go with the big bedroom?
Big bedroom.
Yeah, dude, I love it.
I mean,
I'm
sorry to say this, but. Nobody can get offended if it's the big bedroom, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody knows that's the big one, right?
Dude.
But if I say big bedroom, you probably know which one
big
I'm
bedroom.
Talking about, right? Would you
big
know?
Big bedroom.
AJ, why'd you do that in a Filipino accent?
That's how they would say it.
Hey, Migo.
Yo.
Let's talk about
God,
some
I want
fucking
some
music.
All right. So we are going to talk Migo's music. What do I have to listen to? Okay, so... Meg Thee Stallion, she dropped a track called Girls in the Hood. The beat that she used for that song is actually a sample of Eazy-E's Boys in the Hood. So it's kind of a cool rendition. Instead of boys, it's girls. And Meg Thee Stallion has the bars on it.
This is one of the new beats we're working on.
Yeah.
Cops are after us.
Shake your tail,
and like, for all the people that like white musicians, Jack Harlow dropped a song, What's Poppin', the remix with Tory Lanez, DaBaby. Even Lil Wayne hops on that. Dude, Lil Wayne throws down on it. It was actually
pretty
cool.
Dude, I love when, like, you get, like, a random remix and you don't know, like, what to expect. And then all of a sudden you see Wayne's name on it. And then he just delivers a fire verse that, like, brings you back to, like, Carter 3. And you're like, damn, he still got it in there.
I didn't care about Tory Lanez or DaBaby. I was like, I wonder if Lil Wayne is last because he's about to snap on this shit. So, yeah, he did. He really did his thing on it. And also, G-Eazy dropped an album called Everything Strange Here. It's totally different from, like, you know, when he tries to make, like, Bay Area bangers. Like, this song is kind of like how he's trying to tap into, like, I think how Mac Miller changes it up, like, with the whole, like, instead of going with hip-hop beats, he goes with guitars.
Right.
And
piano.
G-Eazy tries to do this with guitars and stuff, and it's, you know, he's tripping off acid on some of these songs, and it's, like, it's pretty cool, different, totally different. I mean, I was surprised. I honestly don't think G-Eazy's that good. But I forgot to say it last week, but Elmer Obapo, my homie, dropped a song called This Ain't You. It's featuring Brandon Millaris and myself, Absent Minded, on the track.
Let's go.
It's on all platforms. And it feels cool to actually have a song on Spotify. I mean, like, honestly, I don't know why I'd never done it before earlier, but it's cool to be put on to that, man. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, man. But yeah, as far as what I've been listening to, I want to know what y'all been listening to, and who wants to go first?
Two of my favorite DJs, a DJ duo from Chicago, Lewis the Child.
Okay.
They dropped their newest project, Here For Now. And it's dope. It's really good songs, good vibes, nothing too electronic, nothing too crazy.
Nothing
it's just
weird.
Good vibes. Good vocals. There's a bunch of different collaborations on it. I highly recommend checking it out. It's a really good vibe. And then another album I've been listening to, The Girls from Haim, the three sisters who have their band. They've collabed with Cudi and a few others before. And actually, at Coachella one time, I was with Susie, and I may or may not have taken some LSD. And I was just like having a good old time. And then, like, suddenly we were just, like, sitting at this field. And all of a sudden, like, three girls, like, walked onto the stage and started doing this whole drum solo. And it ended up being the Haim girls. And they fucking blew my mind. The one girl was, like, best friends with Kesha. And she's told the story about taking shrooms while watching Prince at Coachella. And it was just, like, a surreal moment for her to now be on stage. But anyway, about it, I got a little sidetracked. But Haim, good album. The first track, Los Angeles, very good track. Check it out. That's what I've been listening to.
That new Black album.
Oh yeah, the talking about six hot, six piece hot,
six lakh.
Yeah,
six lakh.
I don't know if it's an EP technically, but
yeah, it is.
He calls it the EP.
It says EP.
Yeah, that shit is pretty cool. That track, that single with Lil Baby.
Yeah.
Yes. Damn. But my favorite track on that EP is going to be Outside.
Outside. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Damn, that's some real shit right there, boys. You listen to that. Yeah. Go ahead and.
I bet, bet.
Yeah, I liked Long Nights and Float on that one as well. I thought they were good tracks. Definitely. I like him, but I will never call him Black. I will always call him Six Lack.
Six Lack.
I can't help it. I can't help it. But I like there. He did one song.
His name's
song.
Black, though.
But there's a six.
Connor, why can't you say Black?
Dude, I have no problem saying Black, but he has a
right
six and not a B, so I'm saying Six Lack. And I actually enjoyed it because he has a song with a singer. I think her name is Jesse Ramirez or Rodriguez, and he actually makes fun of it. That says, like, some people call me Six Lack. I was like, yo, I respect you for putting that in the song.
Let's talk about that. Like, I really thought it was Six Lack when I first seen the name come by. And then someone told me, oh, it's Black. And I'm like, sure? I was like, you sure?
That's not how you spell Black.
He needs to set the record straight.
Brandon, the fuck you listening to?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so for me, I don't know. Maybe I'm just old now, but I listen to scores, like from soundtracks.
Scores?
Okay.
Yes. So, like, the Interstellar, of it.
Like, movie soundtracks?
Yeah, but, like, actual scores, like, the background of what you hear, that music.
Like the orchestra?
Yeah, and all that.
Every mood,
that's what that's called, is scores?
The score,
it's called
yeah.
Score.
Mm-hmm, the score.
I do like that. I just thought it was always, like, the movie
beautiful.
Orchestra. Like, Halo scores?
That's a,
am I saying that right?
I would say
right?
That's a score, though.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to say that's a
score.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Halo
that
scores?
That's a score. Cause
that was the first score I heard.
That's part of it.
There were score boards on there.
What's your score board?
But, you know, The Hateful Eight has a great one. Oh, Interstellar is amazing. The only one that Tiff hates is because I played it like
Comet.
I'm always
has
playing
a great
LA,
one. So many
is,
times.
A Hereditary and
Incubus?
Midsummer. Yeah, I'm like in Papa Roach, Scars.
But something I did want to bring up in the music world, my guy Kid Cudi, kind of went on Twitter and kind of went
butt
on
buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
you jealous?
Hey, I wish he was on me. Actually, he retweeted me once.
Same.
It's my butt buddy, too.
Nice. We're Eskimo bros.
We are, dude.
You know what? Bet buddies with Kid Cudi.
But bringing it back to Cudi, he kind of went on a tangent on Twitter. He put it out there like, should I start a podcast? And that shit lit fire across the internet. He was asking who I should have on and every suggestion.
See, I would love that if he goes back to the old Kid Cudi of doing drugs and shit.
Dude, yeah. I think he has good stories to tell and good lessons to tell, and he'll have great conversations.
He has a daughter now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's
so
what?
Been having a daughter. She's like,
well, why are you guys getting offended? Chill.
Cudi is perfect the way he is.
I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm just saying.
Would you agree
on
this?
Remember his old videos where he was on drugs?
Yeah, they
those
were cool.
Dope.
Yeah. They were dope.
Those were dope. Now, I was gonna.
Would you? You know what would be nice? If we changed the national anthem.
We talked about
this. What the fuck?
We did? Do we agree on what the song was?
Oh, man. That's so crazy.
I'm pretty sure we talked about
this. I was just trying to talk about Cudi's podcast.
Oh, I just wanted to see it. But, Tony, because now that I mentioned the song, would you like? Would you rather have the Star Spangled Banner or the Scars Spangled Banner, and it's Papa Roach and everyone stands up and you have to just hold your heart while these scars...
Dude, tell me that sports games, dude.
Yeah, you know everyone would be crying during the national anthem.
I don't like Papa Roach.
That was the worst idea you've ever had.
Okay, whoa. Catch me July 4th, and if you'll all be playing right. that with all me right. while we watch the fireworks.
I will catch you.
I'm not
you.
Playing it with you. You'll play it.
But back to Cudi.
Anyways.
It's going to be a dope podcast. I think he's going to teach a lot of lessons. I think he's going to have a lot of good stories
to
tell.
What are you doing over there, Oliver?
But yeah. And there's an animated show coming out, too. That looks cool, too.
Oh, yeah. The Kid Cudi and Kanye West one, Kids See Ghosts.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool to see, man. That was pretty dope.
Where's it coming out on?
They didn't
think Netflix.
Did they say Netflix? I don't even know. I think they just released it.
Yeah, they just released a trailer, and, like, it's pretty cool. Like, they're going to have, like, an animated show that they're going to be able to, like, show their kids, and, like, it's going to be themselves. That's
where
pretty
do you
fucking
think it would
cool.
Be? I think it would be on Hulu. No, would it be on Hulu?
I don't think HBO? It's like... been decided yet, but
no. But what would you
it's
imagine?
Probably going to be one of the streaming services. I would bet money it's going to be Netflix.
Yeah,
okay.
But just Kanye goes, just because he doesn't have a mouth, right? So he just goes like he does. He just.
I don't know.
You saw the
from
clip,
what they,
right?
From what
yeah,
they show, he just
minutes,
makes a lot of sounds.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but
in
from
that
what
episode,
I heard, that's why he doesn't talk is because the bear doesn't like can't. Oh, that's why he just.
So that way, if they can't get Kanye to come do the lines, they could just be like, hey, Kanye.
or it's playing it safe because he could go on a tangent and just bitch, you know, like while he's doing his recording. So they made sure he can't do
let's
that.
Let's cut all of his dialogue.
Yeah, let's play it safe. Let's not have Kanye say anything. That's funny. Have you got anything else in the music world you want to touch on?
Kanye and Wayne Brady and the Chappelle Show are very much alike, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Brandon, what the fuck happened on this day?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Mm. All right.
On June 29th.
Yeah, it's
we
June
just
29th.
Just made me cut by 8 minutes. It's,
yeah. June 29th. While recording this, we got a couple things. You know, some exciting, some not. One revolutionary, if you want to say. Ooh. But we'll start with this. since it was music, 1992, End of the Road single by Boyz II Men.
Holy
that
shit.
That was released. That's a really,
yes.
really great song.
That song made me want to be a man.
Made you want to be a man.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, or if you're not sure, just look it up. You'll know exactly what song I'm talking about. Yeah, in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, that song, that's
no,
wrong.
Now
no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, now you know what I'm so this is kind of a two thing. Steve Wozniak, who is part, you know,
yep,
Apple.
Involved with Apple.
Tests his first prototype of Apple One,
mm-hmm.
right? And today was the first release of that first iPhone that came out.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
big,
and look at how far
day.
We've come, right?
I know.
Now we
have the iPhone 11, and it fucking takes pictures and videos.
And they're being, and they're just being,
pay with it.
They're being. Do you remember the first iPhone? You
yeah,
could not,
I have the first.
No,
iPhone.
You couldn't take a picture and set a background.
Yeah.
How crazy was that?
Yeah.
I remember not even being able to get the first iPhone.
Yeah,
I was super jealous.
I got one, but, like, I had to earn the money. Like, but my mom hooked it up and just was like, hey, sell this shit on eBay and you can buy an iPhone with it. And really? I was like, all right. And I did it and I got it and I thought it was the coolest fucking thing ever. Nice. Yeah. And I haven't looked back since.
And speaking on iPhone news real quick, they're probably not going to include the box in your in the next iPhone release.
What do you mean?
Like the charger box.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's like we're going. Have enough,
are we
but
going
that's
in
so
the right direction with
they're
Apple?
They're like kind of changing it to this USB-C one.
Oh.
The fuck?
Can't wait. Can't wait for them to fuck everything up again.
God damn it, Apple.
Dude, what happened? Anyways, as soon as Steve Jobs dies, it went to shit. And
as I read off this Apple phone.
Yeah, exactly. We all have
in 1908, at 41 years old, 3 month future Hall of at the time, Cy Young. Became the oldest third career no-hitter as Boston Red Sox beat the NY Highlanders 8-0.
Big day.
Cy Young baseball. Is now an award for pitchers. Right, yeah. Go Sox. I have to mention that one.
Yeah.
Right? Go Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go Sox. Yeah.
Go Sox.
I mean, I do like socks. They keep my feet warm.
I like socks, but I hate them because you lose some of them, you know?
Yeah.
But if you're not careful.
So... A good one in the movies, right?
Right, yeah.
I never hated on this trilogy. People hate on it, but in 2004, Spider-Man 2 came out. The one that was directed by Sam Raimi or Rami or whatever? With Tobey Maguire.
That's my Spider-Man.
That's your Spider-Man?
That's my Spider-Man.
I had nothing against... People hate on that Spider-Man.
I thought that whole series
was
excellent.
Number 2 was the best one. Number 2 was the best one out of the whole series.
Yeah, number 2 was great.
I thought they were all great.
I thought they were all good. I mean, the only guy that screwed up...
They, like, fit my imagination of exactly what, like Spider-Man was.
No, and the thing was, like, that thing was actually... it was under a test. Like, man, most superhero sequels always flop.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what. But this one actually was better than its previous one, so that it was the first of its kind.
And you had Kirsten Dunst, who, you know, everybody throbbed over her. Yes. She was
James Franco? James, oh my God, James Franco?
Who wouldn't go gay
so
for James
hot.
Franco?
So hot,
Jesus.
Man.
Absolutely.
When he finds out his dad? Oh my God.
One other news before I go to birthdays, but this was actually pretty crazy, and this happened last year. Donald Trump step foot as the first sitting U.S. president in the Korean demilitarized zone to meet Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was either if you're on that side in applause or that was a nightmare to witness.
Your
view.
It's just fucking weird.
However you want to interpret it.
Those two names are some political, I don't even know.
However you want to say it.
It's just a stunt, but yeah.
That was still crazy to see.
Yeah, no,
that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it was crazier when he faked his own death. Fucking 2020's wild.
Yeah, 2020. Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
So two birthday shout-outs for this one. Mike Tyson.
Ooh, shout-out Mike Tyson.
Yep.
Fucking legend.
Was born really today. And then Michael Phelps.
Another legend.
Yeah,
Dude, shout out to the Michaels.
He probably just could get any girl he wanted.
Dude, and he was ripping fat bong rips, too.
Like, fat bong
rips. That's crazy.
Winning gold medals, smoking reefer.
Fat bong rips, racing fat races, you know what I'm saying? Just making fat laps.
Eating like 10,000 calories a day, dude.
Eating Subway, I'm pretty sure, you know, Subway all the time.
Subway, you know what I talk about? There was that one thing with that one guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, Jared?
Yeah, but I'm not talking about him.
But, you know.
Yeah, Michael Phelps.
Yeah, Michael Phelps is now, he's the new Subway. Yeah, he should be the new Subway guy.
You say Subway, I think child pornography. I can't get it out of my head.
I think of sandwiches having it my way.
But shout out Michael Phelps.
Interesting fact, Subway has the most franchises out of any other fast food restaurant
in
the United
crazy.
States.
That's fucking crazy. Dude, that's what happened. They were fresh, and now they're fucking sold out, disgusting, and their old spokesman
You think sold out disgusting or more of
like
you're
the
getting
food,
older?
It's not
because
like
we used to
fresh.
Think that was a gourmet
no, like,
sub shop.
It was, though. Like, when there wasn't, like, 100 of, like, when it was, like, just starting out, like, the foot long, like, it was actually healthy. But then it got so fucking big that they fucking made it, you know, all the different.
You put the yoga
mat. Everything got processed.
Right? What was that shit? Like, that was
yoga
mat.
There was, like, yoga mat chemicals in the meat. Like, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
So you won't go to the Subway. Connor,
I mean, if I'm hungry,
you went to
Subway in 10 seconds. But I'm not going there. Like, that's not my first, second, or third choice.
Now, when you go, what bread choice do you...
Italian herbs and cheese, bro. What the fuck do I look like? Wheat. That's what I do at Porta Subs. Great wheat bread at Porta Subs.
Tony, you look like maybe an Italian herbs guy.
I am an Italian herbs guy.
You shouldn't have done that. Oh, man.
It's just the best bread.
That's you know biased. What's sounds up? Pretty biased coming from you.
And you know what's stupid?
The best bread.
You know what pissed me off? They
Italian
don't.
Italian bread.
Italian
bread.
The
best bread.
I don't know why we're just talking shit on
well,
Subway now, but fuck Subway.
You're the one that talks shit on Subway.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll stand on this fucking hill on my own then.
Yeah.
Fuck Subway, and I don't stand with child pornography.
Yeah, but he's gone. He's in jail. He's fucked.
But what was he doing with those subs? He was eating those subs and watching child pornography.
Is that how you
he jerked off into subs.
You know, I caught it, you're right. If I go into a subroom, I'm like, you're a sick motherfucker to that 17-year-old guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, you're a sick motherfucker.
Sick son of a bitch.
Why was Subway not canceled? Why are you working for Subway? Yeah. I'm going to start walking in every Subway with my phone automatically
on. You know
what
you explain? Cancel culture in the most brilliant
cancel
way.
Subway.
Yeah. Hey, my name is Karen, and I've come to ruin your day.
Oh. Hey, Karen.
Hi, my name is Karen. And my parents were...
Oh, there you go. Instead of Jared, just have Karen and call it Have It My Way, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. I think that's the Burger King thing.
Yeah.
But you have it your way. It's your way.
Damn, what's up with...
Not my way.
It's Eat Fresh,
isn't
it? Eat
Fresh. And then it became something else. It was like Live Good or some shit like that. It was like, please don't put us out of business.
Subway, don't put us out of business.
All right, so shout out to Mike Tyson. Happy birthday.
Bond
two
legend.
Fucking legends. Those are facts.
Facts, B.
But Tony, I think he's got some trolls for us.
Oh, God.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
He's got them under his hat.
Here we go again.
Got something for you guys. Tell me what the truth is. I'm going to say three things. I need you guys to tell me which one's the truth.
Among trolls.
Truth or troll? Number one, goldfish actually have a 3.5-second memory. You guys probably heard this before. The Vikings, they use their helmets. They used to do this, like, charging attack. That was their kamikaze. They used to, like, you know, that was their last charge attack using their horns.
For real? Like charging at you with horns?
Yeah, like if they used all their other...
like they were about to die. They're like, you know, Viking charge.
Yeah, I don't want to say like their suicide, like last thing attempt, but yeah, that was their last...
Their kamikaze.
And then Walmart has a lower acceptance rate than Harvard.
Like becoming like a worker there, or employee?
Yeah. What's the truth? What's the troll?
Man, when you think about it, though, the amount of Walmarts there are to the amount of people that can still get rejected, right?
Still
a high. Still a pretty good percentage.
Right, but there's only one Harvard.
Yeah, exactly. To the amount of people that actually apply to Harvard.
Yeah.
You know
the
what I mean?
Acceptance rate.
Because there's only so I think.
But I think there's, like, more opportunity to get hired where there's, like, hundreds, even if probably thousands of
Walmarts.
Have
you seen the people that work at Walmart?
Whereas there's only one Harvard.
That's
but
what I'm
there
like,
are less people applying.
The guys who are the janitors
so
there.
That.
You know what I mean?
You ever ask
somebody
from Walmart, hey, where's this at? And they cannot fucking
Dude,
tell you where
know.
It's at.
They
I'm
never
like,
know.
Bro.
But hold on. I think it's the fish one. I don't know if I've heard that and it's just a wrong. But, like, in my head, that was the only one that I recognized.
I heard that fish lose their memory.
Right.
No,
right?
This is goldfish, though.
Goldfish.
Right. But
how do you know if a fish remembers anything?
I mean, fuck, for 3 seconds,
they
that's what...
They test the shit out of the animals, bro.
They're, like, 20 cents, so I
they
wouldn't
obviously
doubt it,
teach
right?
them math and quiz them, and they get it wrong.
No. That sounds pretty...
Please don't!
Was that a troll or a troll?
That was definitely a troll.
Oh, okay.
Please and then what was the other one? The Viking chart? I mean, I feel like...
The charge attack.
I feel like they did that, but that wasn't like their kamikaze move. But I could be totally wrong because I have no idea.
I'm going with the. Fuck,
I know there was this thing during Viking time called like Berserker, which is basically
Berserker!
Just like
you're thinking of Blitzkrieg by the Germans.
No,
Vikings weren't German.
Blitzkrieg, pop. But yeah, fish. Final answer. I think the memory thing is the truth. What do you guys think?
I'm probably super wrong, but I'm going to Harvard and Walmart.
Nice, AJ.
I'll go for the second one just to see who's wrong.
The Vikings one.
So one of us is going to be right.
So Brandon's right.
Oh, what the fuck?
Damn. Harvard rate is 4.5 admittance. Walmart is 2.6.
That's crazy.
And then Vikings actually never wore horns.
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I heard too.
Yeah.
I knew there was something behind like the horn itself.
They made that up.
It turns out the Redskins weren't red.
I have so many questions.
Made it up in opera. That's where it came from. And then goldfish, they actually have a 3-month memory.
Damn
goldfish.
Fresh start every 3 months.
Can you imagine that? Like living and then every 3 months you reset. Imagine falling in love.
So that's when they. That's when
like
they're
50 dating. First dates, but worse.
That's when their memory. That's when their week starts, probably. Like,
Goldfish's week starts every 3 months.
Wait, I swear to God, I think a goldfish only lives like 3 months.
No, they can live a long time.
Its lifespan is 3 months. No, it could if you don't treat it right.
No, they can live multiple years like if you treat it right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
Shout out to Larry Six from Barstool Sports.
They go for like 20 cents, you know? They're super cheap.
Yeah.
There's a reason why it's cheap.
I think I've had a goldfish and it only lived for like 2 months, maybe. Yeah. I swear they die easy.
Well, fucking Brandon, Mr. Know-It-All.
the goldfish killer over here.
That was truth or troll.
Dude, fucking nailed it yet again. You stumped two
of us.
That was
good, man. You had me.
You had me too.
You had me at hello.
I had myself.
Tom Cruise.
You never had me. You never had your car.
What's your fucking final thoughts?
Anna, thank you so much for all the glasses. And your birthday is coming up this week, so I just want to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Pre-lated birthday.
Yeah,
it's the first time I heard that. Birthday. I like that. Happy pre-lated, Anna.
Pre-lated.
Pre-lated. No, wouldn't it be pre-early birthday?
Pre-lated. Belated's after, pre-lated's before.
Pre-birthday. Thank you.
Yeah.
I never heard that. That's why I did.
Shout out part of my take for inventing that word.
Oh, thank God you credited.
Wouldn't it be premature?
Thank God you credited.
Wouldn't it be a premature birthday or no?
You're a premature kid.
Like if your birthday is coming up, happy pre-lated.
Happy premature birthday.
Okay, so, happy pre-lated birthday, Anna. Shout out to you.
I'm going to piggyback right off that. Thank you so much, Anna. I mean, this mug is beautiful. I keep getting lost in the image with my Twitter handle. You spelt my name right. It's fucking beautiful. Shit. It's absolutely stunning. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thanks for sharing us on social media. Thanks for shouting us out. Thanks for being a day one.
Day one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to roll on into that one. Shout out to the fans that keep pushing it. Keep telling you got something. I really appreciate you. Not just we. I really appreciate you telling us to keep going. And, you know, we're really going to make something of this. Really are.
Yeah. Piggybacking off of that. Thank you, Anna. You spelled the name on my cup right. Also, you know, it was two letters, AJ, but... You could have fucked that up. People have before, trust me.
Yeah, they usually do an E for some reason.
A-J-A-Y, right? I mean, no. But yeah, thanks for the cups. But yeah, I'm glad to do another episode with you guys. It's good to drink with you guys again. We should do a toast, you know? Just fucking toast with these glasses.
Yeah, we should
one more
fucking
time.
Toast.
Hey.
Toast.
Cheers.
Let's finish this off with some sports. Yep. Yes, sports. We got to finally have some sports to talk about because sports
is what?
Our sports are tight.
Tight.
And
foot.
God, I miss sports so much. But
Kobe.
But the big news: Cam Newton signs with the New England Patriots. I think he's going to be fucking good.
I think about 9 episodes back, I said Jacksonville or New England.
I think you did, man.
And here.
I was saying Chargers.
We are.
Or New England. But after everything happened with the draft and he didn't get signed, I really didn't see it happening. I thought they were all in on Stidham. But, you know, here we go.
What a boost for his career.
Dude, they're about...
Because you know why? He's going to learn how to sit in that pocket.
Dude, they're going to be so good.
Or Stidham's about to start
halfway through the season. Like, he has a chip on his shoulder. He's mad that Carolina bailed on him. He seems to be healthy. He seems to be fucking yoked and, like, determined.
And people love to sit there and go, oh, he's 32.
Dude, get the fuck out of here.
What the fuck?
He was, like, MVP, like, 4 years ago. Like, dude, he still got it. Not like, even he's only 31.
Bill Belichick and 44-year-old Tom Brady.
And they were still in the fucking, almost at the Super Bowl yet again.
This is going to be crazy because can you imagine they go, it's not going to be hard to go past the first round.
Yeah.
They got beat by the Titans last year.
Right.
He does successful. Let's just say he gets right before the Super Bowl. You know, they get eliminated. Do you sign him again?
Those some big shoes to fill.
Dude, I think you got to sign him again. He's a fucking...
He might not want to stay.
Dude, yeah, true. He might find another home.
Racist-ass Boston.
true. But it would be so fucking insane if we get Belichick and Newton, or Cam Newton, versus Tom Brady and the Bucks in the Super Bowl, because it's now possible. And
oh my god.
It's actually really possible.
It's like actually possible.
Like, I mean, this could happen.
Dude, like, I was feeling, like, confident about the AFC East.
Once you get past the Redskins, sure. I'm just saying.
Yeah, dude, Tua is taking him down. but it just feels good to talk a little football. I think football is going to be going full steam. I don't think Corona is going to be able to stop football. But the sports that did stop, basketball, hockey, they seem to be on the horizon. Basketball claims July 30th, they got games.
They have the schedule.
A lot of people are opting out of it. That's scaring me. I mean, the way Corona is getting shifted by a lot of opinion.
Especially because they're hosting it in Florida, where there's a fucking huge number of cases coming from.
I would not be surprised if they have a bail back, honestly, because public opinion on the COVID.
I agree, but I think they're gonna make it happen, and I think, like, the main all stars are gonna be in it. I think there are gonna be some people that sit out.
They're
and,
peak
you know,
athletes. They're no athlete has got hurt by Corona.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they want to play, let them play.
I honestly think though, like, that's their, like, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They want to get back into that fucking.
Yeah, majority of them are that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah, even the cases are running.
That's how they get paid.
Because you know what? What is it, that ring they can wear?
Yeah, that's
right?
Just sketchy. That's so just sketchy.
It's pretty cool, actually.
Like, why, you know,
you
why?
Can buy it.
Yeah.
It's, what, $400?
Yeah.
Is that it? Is there a layaway plan? Yeah.
It monitors to see
if
you have,
I mean, call
like,
me crazy,
symptoms.
But I feel like nurses and doctors should have been, like, able to use those. Like, I don't...
Well, don't you already have a medical staff with you? So
maybe.
Yeah.
So why do they have to have the ring all of a sudden?
Because they're fucking, they're not just checking themselves every 10 seconds.
Yeah,
because
they know
because
Harden would go to the strip club, or a lot of them would leave the fucking park if they can. They're going to find a way to leave the park.
Well, no, they're going to bring the strippers into the park. There's going to be like a groupie section, and they're just like one after the other.
Yeah, it's like a grown man summer camp.
Yeah. No, it
sounds
like,
hot.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds fun. Like, they made it like, it sounds like, a cruise or like a summer camp.
Yeah.
It's like everything you'd ever want to do is available. And so I think it's going
to
happen.
I am only looking forward to this because New Orleans is now their
dude,
playing.
They want Zion in so bad.
Of course.
Like,
the ratings would fucking shoot.
Because
they canceled,
like,
Drew Brees. They got to get a new hometown hero.
Yeah.
Perfect
sure.
swap
can't fuck
out.
This up, Zion.
Yeah.
Zion for Drew Brees.
Bro, I hope he's thick. I hope Zion is thick as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he just,
the bigger, the better.
There's a lot of crawdads out there.
A lot of crawdads. and then, you know, you got hockey on the other hand. They were kind of the first person to put out some kind of, like, plan, and then they've kind of, like, gone quiet. I don't know what's going to happen. Rumor is that the East is going to play in Vegas here, and the West is actually going to play in Canada. I just heard today on Barstool Sports.
Oh, damn, it's off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
that way
Canada
Vegas
is also
be...
on
so
the West Coast.
Oh, makes sense. There's no home, like, no favorite
right,
all the
yeah,
time
yeah.
of, like, these, like, California
mm-hmm.
and Nevada. And
yeah, it's like
teams.
It's likely going to be, like, Edmonton or there's a few other options, but nothing's settled. But most likely the East teams will be playing in Vegas and the West teams will be playing in some other location. So hopefully it works out. You know, we're kind of in this weird zone where, like, we all feel like sports are coming back, but they're not quite there yet. Yeah, we're going to have like an MLS tournament on the 8th starting in July, which is, you know, at this point, I'll take anything. But I just hope basketball, hockey come back.
UFC is the only thing banging out.
Yeah, for UFC. Real. Literally. I've seen some boxing. You know, golf here and there, but I'm not, Korean I can't baseball. Really get into golf, can't really get into Korean baseball, but fucking baseball, hey, they're coming back too, 60 yeah. games.
Holy shit. That's how it should be, 60 yeah. game season.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
How intense is that? 60 games, you got a lot to work for every game.
You do, because I've seen every players in the dugout. Because do you feel like some of the players are just bored because they play so many goddamn
Bro,
games?
Bro, I really just... think they're going to end up shortening baseball season permanently after this.
I could see that.
It's stupid that they're playing, what was it, 180 games, I believe?
Yeah, 182 or 62.
It was up there.
Yeah.
And 60 games, it's going to make the matchups more intense, more – it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Great competition. Pitchers ain't going to be having to get relieved as much.
Yeah, but then that – yeah, that would actually hurt on a lot of – you know what I mean? Like, pitchers. You would have to definitely stack up your bullpen.
It wouldn't, really. Because
they won't get as tired. You know, there's less games.
No, well, it's because it's a lot of wear and tear as a pitcher.
For sure.
It is. It is a lot. Baseball is actually – No, it is. It's damaging.
I'm not saying it's not, but – it would be a way shorter season, so actually they'd be pitching a lot less than their normal amount.
I'm okay to go. I'm okay to go 100.
No, because they could still.
I think 80 would be a nice.
They could still do the same amount of relieving, but they're not doing a full season.
It matters more, so you want your better players out there. Like in like 162 season game,
but
you can lose fucking 10 games.
You can find a good balance between both of them, and now you've increased the longevity of your pitcher.
I agree with you.
And you could maybe lessen the days a couple.
I think the season should be shorter, and I think the game should be shorter, too. Like, they're dragged out too long.
7 innings is what it should be.
Yeah. Well, not even that. Like, because of all the commercial breaks, like, it makes the game, like, so much longer. Like, if you just played an actual baseball game through, it's only, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah, no, honestly, if you go to a baseball game, it goes by pretty quick, especially if there's a game where nobody's fucking hitting anything. And I think that's why they need 9 innings.
I think
innings.
They should do 7 innings.
Yeah.
You know how fast 7 innings goes by when it's pop flies and strikeouts the whole time?
Dude, I'm here for it. I'm here
for
it.
But then you're going to get more intense pitching matchups and more. Like, it's going to be way more intense.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe eight innings.
Well, yeah, I agree with you.
Shorten an inning. I don't know.
No, because you know what? The 9th inning, there's been a lot of exciting 9th innings.
Yeah, but the 7th inning will become the 9th inning.
Way shorter in person because you're drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
But I went to a 14 inning game. Yeah. I thought it was like a regular amount because I was 30 beers in and I actually got 86. I got 86 from Angel Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Good times. Know,
I was supposed to make my return this year, but fuck COVID.
Yeah, fuck COVID.
I think I actually get entertained when it's 17 innings in and everybody's tired and nobody can fucking do anything. And like I enjoy that to the point where the pitcher just throws a fast down the middle and they're like, we're just going home. Like, hit this shit out of the park right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm about 9 innings. I'll stay with that one.
Yeah, no, you know, respect your opinion. I think you're wrong, but I respect it.
Now, what would you think if, and when you go into extra innings, the first team to, like, hit a home run?
Because your argument would be they're
like
having
overtime like an overtime, first team to smack it out
but
the park.
Cool. But your
that'd be kind of nice,
but
right?
But your argument is they have a hard time hitting the ball, and it goes 0-0. So that's why it should be 8 innings.
He's just saying that he like enjoys.
Well, no, because
probably going to be 12, 13 innings anyways.
Well, how fast it can go by. But no, because then the 9th inning, all of a sudden, you know, I'm just saying some games do go by fast.
You know what's so good about baseball? The playoff season is crazy good.
Playoffs are good. Yeah.
They're crazy good.
Crazy.
But
I don't care.
The regular season would be like that if it was shorter.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I always say. If you see somebody watching baseball on TV.
The first 60 games, they don't give a fuck.
Right? On TV, even in the first 60 games, they're probably betting baseball.
Yeah.
You're not sane enough to really sit there and watch fucking baseball all
honestly
day.
That would ruin a lot of baseball bettors because you make a lot of your money in the first half and then playoffs. The second half of the season, it's like it's like way more of a toss-up and you have to recalculate your game, in my opinion. But the first half, you can catch on in the first 3 weeks and bet heavy on a lot of teams and be way more successful. So I almost feel like there's a conspiracy deeper that they have this long baseball season for the betting.
That's deep.
Well,
real yeah. deep.
I guess, but also on top
longest
of that,
longest sport in history or American history,
and not just that, but it's like technically one, like the hardest sport to play as a pro athlete.
I disagree on that.
In what sense?
Like hitting hitting a ball that goes that fast.
That
down,
moment, yeah, that moment of hitting
like,
a ball
is actually it's statistically one of the hardest things to do in any sport.
See, that would be a different argument than baseball being.
Yeah. Like, no, that's what makes it actually super challenging. Like. Out of anything else, like you would even have a better shot making a three-pointer against a pro than you would hitting the ball out of the park against
a pro. I mean, I
can
see that.
That feat. Like,
that's a hard argument because I feel like there's more shots created or taken at that three-point range than hitting it out the park availability. So I feel like the percent argument statistic-wise is not really.
Well,
there.
That's what I mean, though. A guy's throwing a ball at that fast, right, 95 to 100 miles per hour, and to knock it out on
you
a
have,
wooden bat.
You, but, I mean, shots that you're taking technically, like hitting that, is you have less chances hitting that ball than three-point
exactly.
shooters.
That's why it's harder
but that's
in baseball
not necessarily harder.
To score.
I'm not using that as an argument of saying it's harder. I'm saying that they're taking way more shots at that 3-point, so they're going to get more misses than the person that's hitting it. Like, you only get to go up to bat 3 times sometimes
yeah,
during a game.
Exactly.
So the percents, if you hit that, you're 1 out of 3 versus 3 out of 10.
Yeah, but
because you were able to shoot that, there's a lot more offense going on.
But that's what I'm saying, though, is, like, you can still, like, since you only have 3 strikes to do it within that first, it's harder because of that.
I agree with you on that, and I think it's a good thing to leave off on. We got some sports science. We talked some baseball, hockey, basketball, and football. Cam Newton is a fucking Patriot. God damn it.
Redskins Super
Bowl
in the next 3 years. Redskins Super Bowl in the next 3 years.
You heard it here forced. First,
these are the receipts.
This has been The Boys Are Back in Town.
Shut up, you fucking.
Bye.